It was yesterday around 11:30 where we had a large explosion. So by next 10 minutes, I got a call that there are some casualties. And the whole thing happened close to a village called Apiati. So we reached there, and then when we got there, so a lot of people were injured. And then some were also dead. And then we were able to convey some to the hospital. As I speak to you today, the situation is quite normalized. And the Vice President of the Republic of Ghana came here with his entourage to comment with us. And as I speak, most of them has been discharged. And the four were in a critical condition. And the four were transferred to Kumasi Hospital, where they are receiving treatment.
So is there an investigation going on to find out what really happened leading to the explosion?
Yeah, the security agencies have kick-started their investigation, and within no time, I'm sure this thing will come up.
There have been a series of criticisms about indiscipline on the roads and how explosives are handled in your area where, as you know, mining is very prevalent. Minister Ambrose Derry has called on the company that was handling, the company that to fix its problem. As a municipal chief executive, what is your take on all that has been happening so far?
Yeah, actually, most of the time, the way they are transporting these kind of chemicals, they have some escorts that normally lead some of these products through the main street and others. And I think this one, I don't know actually what happened and the incident occurred. But for now, the security agencies are doing their work, and we feel that the necessary measures will be put in place to ensure that this thing never occur again.
Mr. Dasmani, some people are even saying that the company should be sued. What are you hearing?
Yeah, well, for now, I think the company, as I speak to you, I have not even seen the owners of the company. I have not met anybody yet because I'm in the midst of controlling the situation and others. So I think that the necessary authorities will take up the measures and then probably take the necessary sanction against the companies. For now, they have taken over from me. So the ministry and in charge of others also handle the rest of the issues.
Mr. Dasmani, what has been the reaction of the people in the area who are victims of this explosion? Since you went around visiting some of them, what have they been telling you?
Well, right now, most all of them are calm. We have provided some relief items for them. And for now, they are calm. For them, the whole situation is calm. And we are only waiting for some of them to be discharged and others, and then we'll see the way forward.
What has been the reaction of the Vice President since he came to visit the area and then went to see the victims or visit the victims?
The Vice President communicated with their relatives and then at the same time to promise to support them to rebuild, some of their structures and then make sure that all the things that they may need, their hospital bills, the government will take over and then take care of all the victims and others.
What has been your message to the people who were victims of this explosion?
What I want to say is that this is an unfortunate situation. And then we are hoping that some of these things doesn't occur again. So we are all supporting them and then making sure that we take good care of them. So we are all in them. We are all in the problem with them, and then making sure that at least they get the best of the support that they need.